We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, second half of the program, and we're going to be talking about the Konza Student Table and some great things that they are doing here in our community. And got three different guests here joining us. Erica Bauer is one of them. She's the Hospitality Management Instructor and Lacey's Fresh Fare and Catering Manager. She helps get all these meals prepared here that they do each week, and we appreciate you coming on here, Erica.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Erica's joined here by a couple of guests as well. Anthony Fink, who is a grad assistant and kind of the right-hand man for Erica. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning.
And we also have Carly Brungart, who is a Baking Science Club student, and she helps out as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you all on here. Erica, I'll start with you. For those that don't know about the Konza Student Table, what is it?
So the Konza Student Table is basically a community effort to support the K-State students that are in need. It arose in started in September of this past year, and it has actually grown and has been very successful. Basically, we saw the need in the K-State community that students were not being able to have meals that they to serve themselves. So we decided to come up with a plan to support them in that capacity, and we're able to do that once per week. We typically serve between about 400 and 500 students each week in about an hour. And it's a highly nutritious meal. So hopefully it helps them out with their academic studies as well and gives them a little break and a little bit of nourishment in their bodies. We're also able to serve them efficiently. We serve them in about less than an hour. So it's pretty awesome that we're able to do this. And it's pretty neat that, you know, we're able to provide students with a nourishing meal, and you know, the students are actually preparing the meals. So I run a kitchen called Lacey's Fresh Fare and Catering, and we are the caterer for the event itself. And my students actually prepare meals for students. So it's pretty awesome to watch the process go through.
Yeah, it is a wonderful event, and it takes place typically on Wednesdays here around 5:30, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I remember when it got started, and they weren't sure exactly how many to prepare for here, but you've got a good ballpark estimate now here. It's kind of a smooth oiled machine.
Absolutely. It's definitely a smooth oiled machine by now. My students are working well in the kitchen, and then for the meal service and preparation, everything is going just going straight across the board. So it's pretty awesome.
So, as I understand, so you mentioned here, and it mentions here in our notes that Anthony's kind of your right-hand man. Tell us how Anthony helps support you, Erica.
Oh, Anthony is a great support. He actually organizes a lot with the students that are in my class and gets them nice, neat, and organized so that they're able to prepare the food items. He knows the recipes. He knows the guidelines. He knows the standards that are happening. So he supports the whole team as an effort. You know, he's the behind-the-scenes man that makes things work. So I really appreciate his efforts and his continued efforts for this to support the community.
All right. Anthony, how did you get involved with Konza Student Table, and why is it so important to you?
Well, I got involved when I came back to school. Graduated in 2016 with a degree in hospitality management, and recently came back this last August for a master's. And we had an opportunity to do an assistantship with Lacey's, and basically I'm a graduate assistant. I get my tuition paid for by working through the school. And Erica came to us basically start of the semester and was like, "Hey, we're going to do this." And I was like, "All right, cool. Let's get it going. What do we need to do with it? How many we need to make? What we need to do to package it all?" Like, I was 110% all in for it. Very excited about the prospect of doing something different than what I've done in the past. I've done very different aspects of the hospitality industry, country clubs, hotels, restaurants, kitchen work. Like, this is the first time that I've done something that's nonprofit. And the ability to help out and enjoy and see the joy on people's faces when they get a fresh meal, and being able to, you know, show up every other Wednesday and see the impact that it has on our community. It's, you know, almost even better than getting school paid for by being able to help with this. Just I mean, I always knew when I was here at school, like there was times when, you know, I didn't know when I was going to get food, you know. I mean, it's college. What do you expect? You get ramen every now and then, you get this every now and then. I mean, ramen's got what, 1800 milligrams of sodium in it. So the fact that we can give some students that this meal that's got all the nutrients that you need throughout the entire week, basically in one sitting, is something that I could, you know, I'm always thankful for and could never have imagined to be a part of. So,
yeah, well, it really highlights and the importance of getting people food, because food insecurity, unfortunately, is pretty high in Kansas and even here in Manhattan, Erica.
Absolutely, it is. And with Vicki James and the Raleigh Food and Farm Council, one of our partners, they were able to come through and proposition Lacey's with being able to be the caterer for this. And one of our main goals was to make sure it was a highly nutritious meal. Not only do they get a dinner entree, but they also get a brown bag. And in that brown bag is a snack and also breakfast for the next day. So they're actually getting about 2 to 3 meals out of one coming over once on a Wednesday. So our goal was to, you know, to provide them with as much nutrition as possible in the middle of the week, because sometimes people slag in the middle of the week and they don't have time to either prepare an item or they don't have the funds to purchase items during the middle of the week. So sometimes, because they don't get paid to the end of the week, so sometimes, you know, we're able to supplement for those individuals. And the students that come over, we get a lot of stories and a lot of gratitude from them for the service that we offer to them, because a lot of them do struggle financially and they do not have the resources for food. And we are one of the outlets for them to come over and get that free meal from. So we also provide them with information and documents on how to get free meals within the community itself during the week if necessary. So we've also had some community members stop by and say, hey, can we get a meal as well? Majority of the time, we are able to offer them that meal. And we're also able to give them the community resources of which they need so that they can potentially, you know, find other resources if they're just a member of the community and they're not affiliated with the K-State campus at all. So we do our best to support our community as best we can.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, let's bring Carly on the program. Carly, tell me how you're involved with the mission here and being a Baking Science Club student.
Yeah, so Bakery Science Club is this club on campus. It's associated with the major, Bakery Science. Pretty much in the past, before COVID, we would be doing production once a month, you know, making breads, cookies, and whatnot. Unfortunately, with COVID, we haven't really been able to do it. So when we got this opportunity to make, you know, 450 rolls for such a great cause, it's something we definitely couldn't say no to. We've been working very hard on it, getting a lot of team members involved. The other night, we had a production of 300 of the rolls. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some more. So we're really excited for this opportunity to be helping the community as well. Very grateful to be a part of it.
No doubt. And it's great because not only are you guys helping the community, but this is good exercise here for the students, you know, getting a chance to make a meal of or cater a gathering of that many people, even though it's kind of a drive and go type of deal. That's very helpful, especially during a pandemic, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Super efficient.
Yeah. Sorry, Erica, you were going to say something?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's kind of awesome. If you look at it from the outside looking in, you can see all of the aspects of, like, you know, the K-State students and their education coming together, and they're actually able to create something very beautiful to support themselves. So, you know, we have the Lacey's Fresh Fair and Catering. We have St. Isidore's coming together. We have Housing and Dining. We have the Raleigh Food and Farm Council. We have the Asian American Student Union, which we'll talk about later in our discussion. And then we also have Baking Science coming in here to support everything. So the education of which the students are receiving here at K-State, they're actually able to use and to help and support their own community.
Great. That's good stuff. Well, we talked about how the program started in early September. And I understand a big milestone marker was hit in March, 6 months after the startup, by serving over 10,000 meals to K-State students and their families. What do you think is the success of this amazing number of meals served in that time?
So I believe the success is actually an unfortunate success because there is that need within our community. Each week I say when I leave there, I kind of have a mixed emotion. I'm very happy that we're able to fill a certain void, but then I'm also sad because the void is there that we have to fill it. Also, it's because of our nourishing meals that we offer. We offer a variety of meals. I have yet to repeat an item that we have served, and I try to maintain it towards the international component of our campus. So, you know, I have a very variety of food that goes out each week. So it's pretty awesome that we are able to do that. And also each week we put out anywhere between 400 and 600 meals, depending upon, you know, the amount of students that are going to be there. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for real. And, you know, it's that diversity, I think, really helps out. You're not just getting the same old each week. It's something unique. It's something different. And it's something that's nutritious each and every week. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll take a break. We'll talk about some of these new partnerships, including the one with the Asian American Student Union. We'll talk about that next here on In Focus, News Radio, KMAN.